Hi, I'm Hayden. This is my 100 stories. I've got several disabilities, autism, dyspraxia, learning disabilities, Ehlers and Danlos syndrome. I am also hardworking and have amazing attention to detail. I'm a clean collector of vinyl records and curiosities. I love photography. I took up photography at a young age to help me cope with the challenges of life and build up my confidence in going to different places. Every place is different. I get to meet different people from all walks of life. I've always found it interesting to hear other people's stories about their lives. Depending on the person, I like to share experiences of disability with people too. Photography connects me to the outside world. It stops me from feeling trapped. I like to show people the photographs that I have created. I am interested in photographing most things. This can include street photography, automotive, music concerts, portraits, and taking unusual self-portraits. I have exhibited my work in galleries and even some pictures published. I went to a special school over 40 miles away from home. The days were long, 12-hour days from the age of 12. I enjoyed school. During my final year, I had built up enough confidence to go on an exhibition to Switzerland. I left school with the promise of a place in art college, and unfortunately, it was short-lived. As only 2 weeks in, I was told my needs are too great at that point in time and advised to attend an independent living course for a year or two, then go back to an art course. I followed their advice and learned some different skills over the 3 years I attended. I was accepted to go back onto the course 5 days later. However, a meeting was held to say, unfortunately, my maths and English skills would not be sufficient to continue the course. Despite further meetings trying to solve the problem, I was told it was the end of the road for my educational journey. I was wished good luck and advised to sign off as unfit to work. I was 20 years old and had hope and dreams for my future. As an artist and photographer, these were shattered. My life came to a standstill. In many ways, there was no routine to my life, nothing much to get up for unless if my family had arranged trips for me. I have continued to take photographs and edit them. I have my camera with me at all times. I believe art and photography is a form of communication where have certificated standards of English and maths to be able to learn, express ourselves in an art, traditionally in non-verbal form. Art has an immense power to represent one's thoughts. Throughout the ages, people have used images to communicate, from cave drawings to present time murals. My disabilities haven't hindered my talents, but in my belief, the educational system has. Life can have its own challenges, and often so with disabilities. Rather than supporting and helping, educational has removed my right to learn with support. I have continued to learn, but I have had to do this alone. I am self-taught, and I reach out to other photographers for advice. I Google things, I look through books and watch YouTube alone. I have no real network peers for support. I would have if it had been able to study the way others illuminates I have. With the pandemic of loneliness and isolation in autistic adults, the National Autistic Society in 2019 data showed 76% of autistic adults have asked for mental health support in the past previous 5 years. And a new report by Swansea University in 2023 says that autistic people are more likely to be lonely and neurotypical people. They are also much more likely to be distressed by their loneliness. Report from Office of the National Statistics show that just 21% of autistic people in employment and autistic people still face the highest rates of unemployment and of all disabled groups. I ask for three things. One, for people to have better understanding and knowledge of autism and learning disabilities. Two, for educational support, talent, and remove boundaries they set for the qualifications. Three, for the support into enduring employment, creating a workplace community that helps manage anxiety. Autism is as much as an ability as a disability. I may struggle with some things, but I have an incredible focused, detail oriented mind. I want to work, I want to be productive, and I want to have friends.